Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Luke Tuma Podcast. We are back. I am here with Chase Azarian. We're in the building. How you doing, dude?
Can't complain.
Can't complain.
Except about the Eagles.
Chiefs, yeah. Man. We got the Chiefs this weekend, Sunday night, baby.
You think you're going to beat them?
I mean, we're fucking killing motherfuckers right now. I know.
You're getting like 40 points a game.
Dude, we beat the Dolphins 35-0. We beat the Texans 40-0. And we beat the Redskins 43-21, and they got like a bunch of garbage time points. Mm-hmm. We're averaging like 40 points a game.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. We can fuck them up, dude, I think. Mm-hmm. Their defense is horrible. Our defense is sick. And our offense is pretty good. I want to fuck them up. I'm so sick of everybody talking about Patrick Mahomes jerking his fucking dick off on ESPN. They never shut the fuck up about the guy, dude.
No, they love him.
Enough, dude. Enough. Shut up. It's like, relax. So I hope you fuck him up. Sorry about the Eagles. I was rooting for you guys.
I know. I didn't even get to watch the game, so it's okay.
What were you doing?
I had a shoot.
So, oh, nice.
Yeah. I made money instead of wasting my time.
Working, man. Instead of blowing money.
Yeah, of course.
The Kitties didn't have you this weekend?
No. I missed Kitties this weekend. I'll make a Kitties appearance this weekend.
Kitties is Chase's local watering hole.
It's great.
Yeah,
dude. It's a dive bar outside.
I looked at pictures of it. Look great.
Yeah.
I can get into that. I still go to the Harry Buffalo. I'm still not drinking. The drinking break.
I was going to say, that's what, 7-8 days?
No, it's been...
Well, for October. I'm thinking sober October, but you went a little longer than that.
I didn't even plan it to be like sober October,
mm-hmm.
but it's funny that it is,
mm-hmm.
you know, because that's like what everybody does. No, it's been... It was 2 Saturdays ago, so it was. It's been like 10 days, 10-11 days.
I was gonna say, I feel like the craving starts to go away at that time.
It is, yeah, it's going away. Mm-hmm. It's like it's not bad actually. It's like I think I've done like a prolonged sober period before, and after like 2-3 weeks, it's kind of like you're fine
until you do it again.
Yeah. And then, but I think the nice part is you don't get back if you were on like a bad like routine of drinking too much. You don't.
Your body appreciates you.
Yeah, and when you start drinking again, you're not going like balls to the wall,
mm-hmm.
because you just kind of can't. You don't have the drinking tolerance, nor like the hangover tolerance, right. nor the desire. Also, beer starts to taste like fucking maple syrup and shit. You realize how like carby and sweet it is.
Yeah, you're like, did I like this before?
It's gross. Yeah. You ever like, I used to drink sodas when I was a kid, like Mountain Dew, and then I tried to have one as an adult, and I was like, ugh. It was disgusting, dude. I was like, ugh. But yeah, dude, fucking, I'm sober, and the days are so long. I can't believe how long. I'm like, this is how long everybody's days are?
Mm-hmm.
In a good and a bad way. Sometimes I'm like, Jesus, dude. Like right now, I'm like, it's only been 10 days. It feels like years.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, but like, the amount of shit that I can pack into the days is pretty awesome.
You're more productive.
That's number one. We've been getting everything done that we need to get done. And like everything for every show is great, and the podcast and everything. That's number one. Number two, I've been working out like crazy. Mm-hmm. And that's been great and eating healthy. Number three, like, dude, Autumn and I went bowling. We've gone golfing multiple times. We've been to a couple dinners. We went to a hockey game.
Oh, what hockey game?
Last night, the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Florida Panthers played a preseason game at Amway.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was sick, dude. It was sweet. It was really cool. So fucking, we're doing shit. I'm getting shit done. But I don't know, dude. I can't do, most people who don't drink at all or don't drink, I mean, you know what? Most people just work 9-to-5s.
Yeah.
Most people's lives are fucking miserable, dude.
I feel bad for them.
Dude, most people's lives kind of suck. Because I'm like, they get home from work at like 6:30.
Yeah.
They leave for work at like 8. Mm-hmm. 8:30, and then they go home at like 6:30.
Probably more like 7, if we're being honest.
Anybody who works those bank jobs, you're working like 45, 46 hours a week.
Yeah.
So like that's you're working 9 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
So that's time's gone. And then after that, you're kind of just chilling at home. If you go to the gym, then let's say you go to the gym till like 9, then you're in bed. Dude, what a fucking shitty life. My God, dude. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Yeah. Can't be doing that.
No.
For life?
Just got to be broke for like 5 years, struggle, and then there might be a little rainbow at the end of the tunnel.
Dude, I'm so glad that's the route I took. I'm really so glad that's the route I took, as opposed to like...
Those broke years are hard, though.
Oh, they're a nightmare, dude. Yeah, they're a nightmare. Hard. I told you. I've told the story before on this podcast. I went in with my buddy Tim to 7-Eleven. And I got a cheese stick and a banana, And the guy said $1.78, and I said okay. And then he goes, and I put down my debit card. I didn't have a credit card at the time, just debit. Put down my debit card. He swipes it and he goes $1.53. And I said, oh, is it on sale? And he goes, No. You had 25 cents on that card, and you just spent it on this. Yeah. So I had 25 cents to my name, and I had spent it, even unsuccessfully buying a cheese stick and a banana.
Damn.
And Tim had to cover me, and I was like, I was like all embarrassed and like kind of shaking up. I was at 7-Eleven. I'm like, thanks for covering me, bro. He goes, yeah, bro. Next time, just fucking steal it so it's not mad awkward. Yeah, dude. That's how fucking broke I was, though. 25 cents. I spent it on basically a quarter of a fucking cheese stick is what I had enough money to buy a segment of a banana. Pretty brutal.
Yeah. But here you are.
Here I am. It's good. It's good. Yeah. I can't. That fucking life, though. That 9-to-5 shit.
Yeah.
Woof.
Because that's for life. And the only way to get out of it is to do the broke thing for like 3 to 5 years and then. When you're making all that money, you're like, oh, I can't get that up. So you're just stuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. It's like, you know, you don't want to be doing that.
No.
It's brutal, dude. It's just fucking brutal. I don't know. But having my job, the days are long. I can get into shit, though. Still playing pool. Love pool.
There you go.
Golfing. Love golfing. We bowled. I bowled a fucking 170, dude.
There you go.
Saying I bowled a 170. I've notoriously been a terrible bowler, but a 170, baby, every fucking go, dude. Yeah, I'm psyched about it.
Mm-hmm.
Getting in shape slowly. I'm giving myself like 2 to 3 months to get in like actual decent
shape. I would say, take a picture once a week, 3 months, you'll be like, oh shit, like I'm noticing.
Should I do that? Yeah. Take a picture once a week?
Like make a day. My day was Sunday, every Sunday morning.
Okay, you take a picture.
Yep. Right, I should probably do it again. I'm trying to cut again, but it works.
I'll start.
Because you'll see like 4 pictures back, and you're like, okay, I see a little bit. And then like 3 months pass, you're like, oh shit, okay. This is where
big difference.
Big difference.
Okay. Yeah. Been counting the calories. Been doing the cardio on that fucking thing. That's the spin bike. And I've been lifting. Been solid.
Mm-hmm.
Solid, dude. Feeling good about it. That's another thing. I can't believe people live like that long term.
Oh, yeah.
People have been doing that for fucking like 15 years. I mean, they look unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
But just counting calories, crazy.
And they'll be looking young at like 70.
It's insane. Yeah. That's the other thing. You see old dude bodies, and you're like, yeah, I can't. I just can't look like that.
No.
Dude, these old guys look so bad, some of them.
Yeah.
But then in Florida, you get the interesting thing. You get the roided out old guy, who he's like 54. And absolutely jacked, but his skin is wrinkly and leathery because he's like tanned way too much. Like he goes to tanning beds, so he's like red from like clear steroid use. So like he's got this like red kind of like leathery skin and just fucking yoked. And they always look like they got Botox. You're like your face, like. You seen those guys? And they're just walking around. Like,
yeah, it's the owner of my gym.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Dude, you get a lot of steroid use in Florida.
For sure.
You see roided out dudes all the time.
Yeah.
I'll see guys, I'm like, Jesus Christ. Monster. I switch gyms. I go to Esporta Fitness now. Let's say you have to say it when you walk in. Esporta Fitness. No, you don't have to say that. I just say it, and it's low-key racist.
But it's with the normal people, not with the bodybuilders.
Yes, no, with the normal people. You know, it's like a souped-up LA Fitness. Nice. I unsubscribed to the bodybuilder gym just because it was not enough cardio machines in there, dude.
Yeah.
There's fucking one Stairmaster and 3 broken treadmills. It pisses me off. There's not enough, you know, of that shit. It's also too sad. It's a little sad.
Yeah.
It's a little like these guys are about to kill themselves and like, you know, tricep extensions is the only thing keeping them from doing so.
There's some guys in those gyms. They're there, I swear to God, all day. Like I'll go in the morning sometimes, go in the afternoon. They're there.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, something bad happened to you guys. Like you were all molested. So you were definitely molested or something. Mm-hmm. Why are you? They're just, dude, they're screaming. There's one guy, I swear to God, there's one guy in there yoked and ripped, like massive and also like no body fat. Like, this guy looked like a fucking Greek god, and he's literally doing seated rows next to me while I'm doing, like, you know, whatever I'm doing, like lap pull downs, whatever. We're on the same cable machine. And I swear to God, he's like seated rowing with a shitload of weight, and he finishes, and he just like puts like fucking throws the, you know, the little handle back towards the where you take it from, and he just like looks down in his lap like this. He goes, "God, I fucking hate working out. I fucking hate working out." And he starts alone. He's not with anybody. I'm with friends. We haven't spoken to him. He's talking to himself. "I fucking hate working out." Guy clearly, by looking at it, works out like twice a day. And I'm like, dude, this guy has some serious issues. You know?
No, for sure. Me and my friend Jake, actually, before he moved away, we'd go to the gym together. And there was this guy we called the Animal. And he looked like Jason Momoa's younger brother. Just I was probably a little more pissed because he wasn't Jason Momoa. And dude, I can't make it up to you where every time we saw him, he'd be screaming from the other side of the gym. And he didn't do a number. He would just do as many curls as he could until pretty much his arm fell off.
Oh, my God.
And that's how he did every exercise in there.
What a terrible way to work out.
I know. And then he'd yell on the Stairmaster for 20 minutes, and then he'd go back to hell. But we haven't seen him in a long time.
The Animal? Yeah. He fucking put a bullet in his head, dude. I mean, he's dead. He killed himself. Fucking psychopath, dude. Dude, there were these two guys that used to go, these European guys, and I think they're amateur, like, WWE-type wrestlers. They were both really nice, and they were, like, Eastern European guys, and they would work out together at the bodybuilder gym all the time. And, dude, they were literally, like, their shoulders were these, like bowling balls, basically. Their delts. And huge. And then their waists were, like, tiny. Dude, they were shaped like uppercase Vs. And it was, like, I almost wanted to stop working out at that gym because I was just, like, looking at these guys, and I was, like, it's a little disheartening to see someone who, like, best case scenario, I'm 10 years from that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing. It's not like, it was like, it's not, when someone looks that good and you're working out next to them, it's not really motivating.
Yeah.
Because if you're smart enough and you know enough about fitness, you're just like 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Three and a half if you go very try hard.
3.5 years if I'm counting calories every day and pretty much never drinking. And sort of taking some sort of like PEDs.
Yeah.
Like you'd have to go really hard, dude. That would be like a transformation that they would be posted on some fucking, you know, lame ass blog. Like that's, dude, so that was kind of why I didn't want to go. You get, see, Esporta Fitness, you get some jacked bodybuilder dudes where you're like, that guy's fucking jacked. And then there's basketball courts, you get little like 15-year-old black kids and they're just like skinny and shit and they're like making jokes and they got like bring a fun energy in there. And then you get, like, fucking fat ladies on the, you know, Stairmaster and shit. And you're like, you go, sister. You know? Like, me and her are feeling the same way, buddies. Our bodies, you know? So you get a nice even spread of people. It's not just bodybuilding psychopaths. It's good. So, you know, the sober life's been good. The working out's been good. I'm just trying to look. This is a sad goal. I'm trying to look how I did before the pandemic.
That's not a bad goal.
No. Yeah. But it's like, I could be trying to look amazing if I had never gained the weight.
Right.
But I did because I drank a bunch of IPAs in my home.
There you go.
No. I'm bigger now. So I'll look better now after this stint than I did.
Because there were some people that just transformed like badly over quarantine. I'm a fat guy, so I feel like I could say that.
But yeah.
There was some people I saw. They're like, "Hey, Chase." I was like, "Who the fuck is that?"
Bro, my buddy, he's like five. I don't think he'll listen to this. But if he listens to it, I'm not going to say his name, but he's going to know what I'm talking about him, and he'll be pretty offended. He's like 5'5", dude. 5'5", 5'6". When he was at his lightest, he just looked like a normal guy. He didn't look like insanely in good shape or anything. But he was like 5'5", so short. And he weighed about like a 145, you know? Fair weight for a guy that size. 145, you know, look good. Look just a normal dude.
Normal dude.
Nobody would ever say he's fat. Nobody would say he's like jacked or anything. Kind of lean, you know?
Yeah.
Dude, post-pandemic, he weighs like 195.
Damn.
Right? I mean, he's looking bad. Dude, and his motivation, he's a good friend of mine. He looks terrible, dude. He looks fucking terrible, dude. Looks like he got stung by a bunch of bees. And he... Dude, if he listens to this, the friendship is over, dude.
Done.
One of my friends is going to listen to this and figure out who I'm talking about. Dude, he told me his motivation for losing weight right now is he looks at pictures of the girls he used to fuck when he was thin.
Mm-hmm.
And because apparently he can't fuck them anymore.
No.
So he just looks at them and that's his motivation. Just like, you can have sex with a girl that looks like this again. Mm-hmm. Which is hilarious. I mean, it's literally the last thing like a fitness coach would tell you to use as motivation.
But it's the one that'll work.
It really will.
Yeah.
Put like, you would be a... dude, you could make a lot of money as a trainer if your fucking motto was just, you want to get pussy? You want to get hot girls and look at their pussies? I'll show you how to lose weight. Just keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that should be your only thought.
Yeah.
Dudes would be dropping fucking pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Dropping tens, twenties of pounds. Just getting for pussy. I didn't know this, dude. Pussy's not a motivator for me. Number one, I have my girlfriend, so I have to say that or I'll get shot in my home. But number two, never has been. My motivation is like my career and that because I feel like I committed my life to my career, so I need to do well at it because otherwise, I'm not a fucking idiot. There's a lot of people who are comedians who are dumbasses, and they thank God they found this. I would have done something else good, you know? I'm kind of like... I picked this thing, so I can't fuck it up, or else I'm going to be like, I could have, you know, been a lawyer or something. So that's my motivation. It's always been my career and personal success through my path and whatever, and getting better as a comedian and stuff like that. Dude, most guys, their entire motivation for doing anything is pussy. Most of them do.
Mm-hmm.
Getting in shape, making money, fucking learning things, taking care of themselves. You know what I mean? Having a good car. Whatever, advancing in their career. Like, guys want a cool career and a cool car and money and a good body just for pussy getting purposes only.
Yeah,
none of it is like self-motivated. Like, it's all just the motivation is an imaginary woman.
That's the purpose,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole thing, just pussy, you know. And I'm like, dude, I have friends that, like my buddy, I was just talking about, my other friend too, they're like, dude, I got to lose weight so I can get like hotter girls. I'm like, you can, dude, women are not vain like we are. Mm-hmm. You can get hot girls like being chubby. How many times do you see like an out of shape guy with a super hot girlfriend?
Quite a few.
Dude, look at me and my girlfriend. She clearly looks way better than I do. It's fucking not, you don't have to be a hot dude to get hot women. You could just, you know, just make them laugh. Also, my friends are comedians. How lazy are you? Like, the pussy motivation, though, is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It runs the world, dude. These guys, there's so many guys that's... I've heard guys be like, they think about, like, we'll be comedians. We're comedians. And they talk about, like, someone who's killing it, like Sebastian Maniscalco or, like, you know, Chris D'Elia before he got canceled. Or someone who's doing arenas, you know, and they're like, imagine the girls in his DMs, dude. Imagine the chicks he could fuck. I'm like... Imagine doing stand-up for 10,000 people at one time. You're thinking about the pussy he's getting after the show? That's what they're thinking about. They see a guy at Madison Square Garden, they go, think about the chicks in his DMs. Think about the time he's having on the stage, dude. That did put pussy on the pedestal, fellas. We don't want it. You don't want to see it.
Dangerous.
Dude, dudes are so horny, I've noticed. Dude, we'll do, excuse me, what? Like Laura, 64 years old, every comment is a guy trying to fuck her. Crazy, dude. The
Juggalos lady too.
The Juggalos, which one?
What was her name? The British
dude, girl. British Sable.
Yeah,
sweetheart lady. But let's be honest, I interviewed her. She's about 300 pounds, about a 300-pound woman, dude. You know, and she's telling me she'll suck my dick and stuff in the show. She's saying she'll give me a blowjob, whatever. You know, it's a sexually charged conversation that she's leading the charge of. However, every comment is like, dude, would love to hear her talk me to sleep before she sucks my cock. I'm like, what? Are you dudes out of your minds, dude? This is a 300-pound lady who's about, she's got every other tooth. She's got about 12 teeth in her face. And she's roughly 80 pounds overweight. Every comment. Dude, would love to hear her soothing voice talk me out of my fucking clothes. I'm like, are you guys... This is a comedy show that you're a fan of. You're commenting this.
Yeah.
On. Dude, you know how many dudes were DMing Laura after we had her on the show?
I'd love to see some of those.
Dude, we got to see them.
Yeah.
She was messaging the people we work on the show with, like, members of the team. She's like, what do I say in response to all these men's DMs? She's just an old lady. We got to bring her back on the show. Mm-hmm. Got to bring her back. Love us some Laura. But, dude, that's a whole, dude, pussy is dude's worlds.
Yeah.
It's not that great.
No.
It's great.
It's great if you don't get a lot, though. Until you get, like, it a couple times, you're like, oh, okay, you know?
That's a good point. Chris Rock said that. Rock said a lot of guys' problems in comedy is they're focused on what's going to happen after they get off stage as opposed to the magic that can happen on stage, which is kind of what I was just saying. But he was like, yeah, that's their problem. They're just in their head thinking about, I can't wait to get off stage. And he's like, you start to realize the pussy you're getting in Nashville is the same pussy you got last weekend in Cleveland. Pussy's pussy across the country. The pussy you're getting in Seattle ain't no different than the pussy you're getting in New York, I tell you. You know, he's like, the pussy's pussy. You think the pussy down in Miami's better? It's the same pussy you're getting up in Cincinnati. Like, that's what he said, and he's right. Like, you think about that. There's dudes who haven't gotten a lot, or they fucked one hot girl. That's another thing. Dudes who are like not, you know, guys who get a lot of pussy, they'll fuck one hot girl and they're obsessed with her because they're like, she's so amazing. She's hotter. And I get that. You know, you want the hot girl. We all do. But they think that like this, it's not magical sex. It's sex. It's great. It lasts 15 minutes and then it's good. But it's not life-changing.
Mm-hmm.
You could do something career-wise, and it'll fucking make you happy for 5 days. I've never been happy for 5 days after one blowjob. Never, dude. It's impossible. Mm-hmm. I've never been happy for 2 days over it. Even like fucking a super hot girl, you know what it's good for? The sex is fun, and it's, you know, over however long it's over, fellas, you know, hold strong. And then it's good for the next day. You go, your boys, you go, fucking look at her. Yeah, fucked her last night. And they're like, no shit, really? Where'd you meet her? Fucking met her here. Conversation lasts 4 minutes. It's done.
Mm-hmm.
It's done, fellas. Keep it moving. You know? I want my kings to prosper, especially my short kings. You know? We don't need all that. Facebook went down.
It did.
So boomers had no source of information for about 6 hours. They're, the memes that are being flooded into our society via Russian bots were ceased for about 6 hours because Facebook went down. You know, our parents had no source of information. They were out here in the dark, you know. They didn't know what way was up, you know. They couldn't get their cue drops anymore. their psychotic memes about how Biden is, you know, in bed with pedophiles or whatever they are. It was wild, dude. It was it's pretty hilarious, you know. Instagram went down. I check Instagram too much. I've built a good following on Instagram, so I shouldn't say this, but part of me was rooting for that it just goes like down. Like it is completely done, kind of. That's how you know you have a toxic relationship with something. Yeah. I built my following up. It's how I sell tickets, et cetera, et cetera. And still I was just like, what if it just never came back?
I deleted it off my phone last week.
Yeah.
Then I re-downloaded it for like a day, and then I took it back off. It's gone.
You're in a nice position, though,
mm-hmm.
because you don't need to really use it that much.
Exactly.
Well, the other funny thing is Tim Dillon told me, he was like, and I've told him about you because he was like, you got to find a guy. He's like, my guy's bad. He's like, you got to find a guy who, he's camera guy, editor guy. He doesn't want to be famous. He doesn't want to be a comic. He doesn't want to be an actor. He doesn't give a shit about being on camera, being a celebrity. A guy who just wants to make money and fucking play around with these cameras. That's what you got to find. I was like, I got my guy, my buddy Chase. That's great. That's great. It's good to hear he's not retarded. Great. He's good. Yeah, I was like, yeah, my buddy Chase is like that. He's not. Because a lot of these guys are like, they used to do shitty comedy, and then they still have like dreams in the back of their head of being comedians.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Kind of the opposite. I want to make movies one day, but you know, still don't have to be in front of the camera for that. You can't be behind the scenes.
No, like, that's great. Because you're a rare case. Most people want to be like, they want to be on camera. I mean, you see it doing, excuse me, what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of those people, but I'm also, this is the thing I'm good at.
Yeah.
That's you. Most people, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Most comedians I know, they're very bad at it. They're terrible. And a lot of them have, you know, great jobs. They write for fucking SNL. Mm-hmm. SNL hired a bunch of new writers. Woof. I mean, I'm sure, again, nobody's listening to this podcast, but woof, dude.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you see who they hired as writers and you're like, oh, you want this nightmare to continue.
Yeah.
You want it to stay this bad. Like you would think they bring in a whole different crop of writers. You know, I know a bunch of guys who if they brought in, the whole show would change, you know, because you're just getting these fresh new minds in there. But they just brought in a bunch of like NYU kids.
Yeah.
Like non-binary NYU kids. No. They're not non-binary. If you're non-binary, I'm cool with whatever, you know, you want to do. I'm, you know, peace and love all around, baby. Unless you're right on SNL, in which case, ugh. Fucking, that's, you know, I support your non-binary lifestyle. I don't support your being the writer of SNL. That show is, that show could trump anyone's bigotry. Like, if you're bigoted, like, dude, if someone's a racist, like, man, you know what, if you're Jews, you're black, I'm, you know, I put that to the side. I've decided to love everybody, unless you're a writer on SNL, in which case, I fucking hate you. I don't support your lifestyle. No, it's so bad, dude. You see the writers they hired. It's like, you want this to stay bad.
Mm-hmm.
You want this to be as bad as it already is. Ugh. Horrible, dude. Have you watched that show recently?
No.
No. That's hilarious. You're like, who? Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course you
have. I don't know anybody that's, like, caught every SNL episode.
Dude, my mom is, like, a liberal to a fault, where, like, anything that's liberal, she just, like, needs to be on that side, and anything that's not, she needs to be opposed to it. It's like she's fully, like, brainwashed. She's drank the Kool-Aid to an extent that you can't believe.
Yeah.
Fully brainwashed. Dude, she was riding with Cuomo till the fucking wheels fell off. He's killing old people up in New York. She was like, no, he did the best he could. I'm like, I don't remember you telling people Trump did the best he could. Huh? Why does old Andy get that fucking luxury?
Mm-hmm.
I nailed my Cuomo impression, by the way. I got it down. Let's try not to be obnoxious and disrespectful in your tone. Pretty good Cuomo, huh?
I haven't listened to much of Cuomo.
We did it already. Don't you remember when we did a red zone and an orange zone in Brooklyn and in Queens? We did it already. The parents aren't confused. You're confused. Listen to Cuomo, dude. That's pretty fucking spot on impression.
Right.
I've been working on it. I fucking nailed it after he's out of office.
Mm-hmm.
He got kicked out for grabbing tits and stuff. And now I got a rock solid Cuomo impression.
Yeah, it's okay.
I would have went viral on TikTok a year ago. Should have been working on that instead of fucking drinking beer. Yeah, my mom's got liberal. She's liberal to the point where it's become a sickness, you mm-hmm. know. And we're worried about her health. She'll watch SNL. She'll be like, they've had some funny stuff. It's good. Kate McKinnon, she's amazing. I'm like, she's fine. Let's fucking relax.
Mm-hmm.
She's amazing. Why? Because she did a fucking impression of Hillary. Put a fucking bullet in my head, dude. God, it's so bad. It's so bad, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor Noah is so bad.
I mean, I would say he's the worst.
He's awful, dude. Yeah. He's so bad, dude. Oh,
well, it's just to agree. I think I've asked you before, literally on this podcast, if he's considered a comedian, you know?
Trevor Noah? I mean, yeah, he was doing fucking, he was like the only comic in South Africa, and they just plucked a hot guy out of some fucking third world country and plopped him into fucking, he's just a beautiful man. They just found a hot guy in Africa, and we're like, you've done stand-up 7 times, you want to be the most famous person in America?
He's like, well, sure, okay.
With his fucking six-pack abs and his absolutely non-existent comedic delivery. I mean, dude, I'm just like, can you just get this fucking hot piece of... Take your shirt off, Trevor. Huh? Do me a favor. Take your shirt off. Let's see something. Let's see you pop those packs if you're going to be on television.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking trying to do comedy. The only good thing about that... SNL is a fucking dumpster fire. It's a nightmare. And then Daily Show... That dude, Jordan Klepper, is hilarious. You seen him?
No.
He does MOI. He does Man on the Street. He goes to, like, Trump rallies and shit.
Okay.
Fucking killer, dude. He's really good. Like, he wants me to be... Makes me want to be better at, excuse me, what?
Mm-hmm.
He's fucking good, dude. Goes there and, like... He just goes to Trump rallies and just, like... he's kind of tongue-in-cheek, sarcastically talks to them, leads them into places, and then fires back at them. He plays this kind of like cat and mouse game with them. It's good. He's good. He's the only he should get his own show where he just does Man on the Street. Mm-hmm. And then Trevor Noah should, I don't know, model for Calvin Klein underwear or something. What the fuck is he a comedian for?
Mm-hmm.
Nightmare, dude. Nightmare.
But the yeah. girls in his DMs, though.
The girls in his DMs, bro. Trevor Noah. I'm like, dude, he sold out Amway Center. But the girl, the chicks on fucking Instagram, dude. Man. Yeah, SNL's real bad, huh?
Oh, I mean, I don't know if I can remember a time where SNL was good when I was alive. I mean, I didn't really watch that much as a kid.
When were you born?
96.
You were born 96.
And let's say, realistically, I would start watching around 2006. Let's give it like a 10-year gap.
But even you wouldn't get those jokes at 10 years old.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
So let's say 2009 before. Probably, right?
Yeah, that's probably a better estimate.
Yeah.
I never really watched it, though.
Let's see like the SNL 2010 cast. Yeah, no, this is a great cast. Wow, dude, it's gotten so much worse. Holy shit. Dude, Keenan still on. Fred Armisen, Kristen Wiig, Bill Hader, Andy Samberg, Jason Sudeikis.
Solid.
Wow.
When did it stop being that then?
Let's see. 2011. Pretty much the same thing. 2012. So up to 2011, we're good so far. 2012, pretty much the same thing again. Dude, Andy Samberg and Bill Hader on at the same fucking time, huh? That's crazy. They're both hilarious. Okay, 2013, it started getting bad. No, they're mostly on, I think. Let me see. They're mostly all on. Yeah, no.
I was going to say maybe 2016, though, because of the election. It's probably around that time.
Here's the cast. Fred Armisen, Bill Hader, and Jason Sudeikis all departed the show. Tim Robinson left. Yeah, A.D. Bryant, Kate McKinnon, and Cecily Strong were all promoted to basically full-time cast members. And they hired Beck Bennett and Kyle Mooney. Dude, this is when it went downhill, 2014. These people stink. This is when it went downhill because Bill Hader and Jason Sudeikis are great. And Tim Robinson's hilarious. He was, I think he's a writer and a part-time cast member. Ugh. I mean, Kate McKinnon's funny, but it's just like, ugh, dude. Mike O'Brien? Who is that, dude? He's a cast member? God. Dude, Brooks Whelan was on for like 1 year. Brooks Whelan's a stand-up comic. I don't know him personally, but I want to hang out with him because he's a big drinker. And he was just a wild, like, drunk. And he got fired after one season. He just makes fun of the fact that he got fired off of it all the time.
Sounds like a great guy.
Yeah, it's definitely a fun hang.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah, they tried to hire Shane Gillis, and he got fired immediately within 5 days for using a slur on a
was
podcast.
Was it that fast?
This.
Realistically, like, how long was he on?
Oh, dude, he might have gotten fired in like 4 days.
Really?
3 days. Yeah.
Oh, shit,
yeah.
I didn't know it was like that.
It was like the number one trending topic, and then it just kind of didn't stop. People like really wanted him fired.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, dude. That's the end for people like me in opportunities like that, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like a bro-y white guy. I think that was kind of the end of that.
Yeah. Well, you'll know? Be fine. You just won't be on SNL until they
Till
it gets canceled or it's...
Till for the rest it. Of forever, ever be on SNL. Yeah, I'll be fine, though. It's like you gotta take advantage of new media like this. Yeah, fucking... Let's stop talking about SNL. Jesus.
It comes up like once a month.
It does come up once a month. It's so bad, dude. When it was at its best, it was so fucking good. Like with like Will Ferrell and Chris Farley and like, you know, Sandler and fucking even Bill Hader and Andy Samberg and like back in the day, John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd, all them. And now it's just like, I mean, like, dude, like if you're like the Taliban or like ISIS and then they showed you SNL, you'd be like, dude, we don't even have to attack them. Like clearly society is imploding over there. Like clearly they're attacking themselves. This is their entertainment,
mm-hmm.
You know? It's so fucking horrible. All right, let's stop talking about it. Fucking, did you see Urban Meyer grabbing some ass?
I did not. Dude, I heard about it, but
dude, Urban Meyer was at a bar, by the way. My girlfriend told me this, that his wife, a picture of him and his wife are on the wall of the bar, mm-hmm. in their like celebrities who came to this bar section. Urban Meyer goes into that bar and a hot young chick is like grinding her ass on him, and he's like he almost knew somebody was like videotaping him. He's like grabbing her ass like so subtly, like such an old man thing, just like trying to sneak a couple fingers below the ass, mm-hmm. you know. He's like, I just want to touch. Dude, and he had to apologize to the whole team. He's like, I made a stupid decision, and you know, I sat the team down. I apologized to them, you know, and I said, I've been a distraction. You don't need distractions. Dude, all those fucking, like, dude, how little did that team care that Urban Meyer was grabbing some ass? Are you kidding me? Dude, like 21-year-old, like, cornerbacks.
They're dapping him up.
They're dapping him. They're like, man, come on, Coach Meyer. You trying to get some pussy. I get you trying to get some pussy on the side, Coach Meyer. They're psyched for him, dude. They're psyched. You don't think Travis Etienne was psyched that he was grabbing a little ass? He was pumped, dude. The only one who wasn't psyched was weird-ass Trevor Lawrence. Fucking weirdo. Thank God Tebow's not on the team. Tebow was like, Coach Meyer, I'll pray with you. We'll find Jesus together, Coach Meyer. Urban Meyer's just thinking about fucking tits and ass. Fucking Tim Tebow's weird virgin self is trying to pray him out of the sexual desires. That was a failed experiment. That lasted about fucking 30 seconds, huh?
Yeah.
We're bringing Tebow back. I'm like, didn't he try to play baseball last year?
I was literally going to say, didn't he try to play baseball?
Will you get this guy out of here? Well, enough with the Tim Tebow thing. My buddy loves Tim. Anybody who likes Tim Tebow is like, I consider ending the friendship. It's like, he's horrible. My buddy was like, you want a playoff game? I was like, well, with the fucking best defense in like a decade, he wanted to. Let's look at his NFL stats. If you think Tim Tebow is good, you're wrong. His completion percentage for his NFL career, 47.9%. He threw more incomplete passes than complete ones. So there you go. That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know. That's it. That's the only stat. You know what? We're ending it there. We're ending it there. My buddy's like, dude, he's really good. I'm like, no, he wasn't. He's horrible. It was a completely failed experiment. He threw more incomplete passes than complete ones. That's not good. That's terrible.
It's objectively below average.
It's horrible. It's horrible. God, dude. Yeah. Everyone's like, he's such a good leader. I'm like, we shut the fuck up. Shut up. What are you, an old guy at a church? He's such a good leader. What are you, like, my great uncle? Oh, he's a class act. It's 2021. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Trump's president, Kashi 6ix9ine, is number one selling artist. Class act is gone. We don't do class act anymore. Leave me with that shit. Tim Tebow, oh, dude, he's such a good leader. Oh, ha, ha. I'm like, oh, well, I didn't realize you needed good leadership on your football team. God. Dude, Josh Allen could shoot someone. If he's still fucking balling out, mm-hmm. he's just my baby boy.
You get away with it.
Right? Joshy. Murder is legal in Buffalo for Josh Allen. Josh, you get frustrated with a bad game, you want to murder someone, go right ahead. Take my family, Josh. Whatever you need, buddy. Just as long as you keep fucking throwing dingers out there, dude. Throwing dimes. That's all we need. We need Josh. We need Josh Allen. Just throwing dimes. If he wants to fucking, you know, he wants to drive drunk, he wants to murder, we'll let him do that. Mm-hmm. We'll let him do that if it lets him have another good game. That guy. I've never seen the city of Buffalo love one individual that much. Crazy. Great, though. We'll allow whatever you need, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny, though, Urban Meyer. Having an old married man, an old, like, married, like, just white dude my dad's age, like, having to apologize for grabbing some ass in a bar. It's so funny. It is so, like, that talk to the team must have been so funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know there was some serious hooting and hollering going on.
Oh,
dude.
For sure.
Are you kidding me, dude? You know the DNs were just screaming in the back. Hey, there we go, Coach Meyer. Just psyched. Here we go, Coach. Just fucking fired up, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like 22-year-old fucking running backs.
Yeah.
Just pumped for him.
Know your audience.
Right? He was like, I apologize. You know, he's like, I apologize to the team for being a distraction. That's what he told the media. And he, you find a secret video of the apology, and he's like, I got the digits! He's like, tapping on the tape. He's just fucking Dougieing. Urban Meyer's Dougieing in the locker room. Dude, you know that wasn't like a somber apology.
Oh, no.
You know, it was a time for celebration. Mm-hmm. Urban Meyer, baby. It's great. So funny. So fucking funny, dude. Mm. Yeah, that's the last thing you'd expect him to get in trouble for. You right? know? You'd expect him to, like, he said something racist at a dinner party.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Something like that. You know, or like he retweeted like a pro-Trump thing. Like, that's what you'd expect from him.
Yeah.
You know, you wouldn't expect him getting a little strange. You know, you wouldn't expect Urban Meyer getting in trouble for getting some strange. That's the last thing. What's going to come next? He was smoking a blunt in his car, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This is crime does not fit the perpetrator, if you ask me. It's hilarious. Did he totally blamed, like, just imaginary young people. He was like, they asked me out on the dance floor and they wanted me out there and I shouldn't have done it. And I knew I shouldn't do it, but they pressed and I came to the peer pressure. Like, he's literally talking like he's 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, dude, you wanted to grab some ass, let's be honest. You had a couple whiskeys in your Urban, you know. How long is that gonna last before he gets canned? Right?
I don't know.
Dude. Fucking, at this point, make him a writer on SNL. How much worse could it get? Dude, how much fucking worse could it get, dude? Oh, my God, man. Yeah. But, yeah, dude, it's fucking, you know, he's not going to last long. I mean, the Jaguars are horrible.
Mm-hmm.
They're what, 0-4? Are they 0-4?
They might be.
I think they might have won
one game, but
did they beat somebody? That's really embarrassing if someone lost to them.
Did they lose this weekend? Because if so, they might be 0-4.
They're 0-4. Sucks so badly, dude. Jesus, man. Them and the Lions are 0-4. Dude, they're still the worst team in the league. That's fucking brutal.
Mm-hmm.
That is brutal. That new quarterback is just not panning out.
Did the Jets win a game, though? Because that
the Zach Jets Wilson, did win. The Jets won on a missed field goal in overtime.
There you go.
I think against the Titans. Yeah, the guy missed. It's like a 48-yarder in overtime. It was going to be a draw, and the guy missed it. No, dude, Meadowlands went crazy. Crazy, dude. I mean, the Jets are in our division, but at this point, they're so bad that I kind of – my buddy's a Jets fan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't root for them, but like – I was happy to see them beat the Titans. It actually helps the Bills more if the Jets beat the Titans. Because how many games are the Jets going to win? 4? And the Man. Titans are, like, not that bad of a team. So we need the other good teams to lose. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Raiders lost to the Chargers, and they're both 3-1. Because we want home field advantage, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We want the boys in Buffalo there when Josh balls out in the fucking playoffs, dude. You know what I mean? Against fucking Mahomes, that weird-looking prick. We're coming for you this weekend, dude. The AFC's not that good, though. That's pretty – because the Chiefs aren't as good as they were last year.
Mm-hmm.
The NFC's balling out.
Yeah. It's a scary place over there.
It is. Yeah, you're in the NFC.
Yeah.
That's spooky season over there, huh?
The Eagles might win 3 more games.
Yeah, dude. The Eagles are a little – Jalen Hurts is not playing badly, though, right?
No, he didn't play bad last game from the highlights.
He's not bad. Yeah. He's not bad.
Third game, odd choices.
The problem right now, though, is, like, not bad is not going to cut it.
Exactly.
Because, like, if you look at Allen, Mahomes, like, they'll take young quarterbacks. Mahomes, Allen, Justin Herbert, Kyler Murray, like, those types of dudes. You know what I mean? Who else is up there? That's kind of Lamar. He's not that good, though.
I would still take Lamar over Hurts, though.
100%.
You know?
Let's say Allen, Kyler Murray, Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert.
Mm-hmm.
4 young QBs. They do, like, magical things.
Yeah.
You can't be, like, and they're all 4 teams are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It directly impacted by the quarterback. The Chargers are fucking sick. The Chiefs are the Chiefs. The Bills are on top of the world. And the Cardinals are the only 4-0 team in the league. Like, you need to be a great NFL team right now. Your quarterback has to be balling the fuck out.
Well, that's the thing. Every quarterback's either super young or super old. Because once you find your guy, you keep him for as long as you can.
Yeah, that's a really good point. You know,
they just get him in and out.
We just signed Josh for a 6-year contract.
There you go.
We'll probably re-sign him to another 5 years after that. Keep him on the team for long term, baby. Yeah, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
You're either 40 years old or 22.
Yeah, you keep your dude for like 14 years.
Yeah.
That's fucking wild. Yeah, that's a good point, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude, you can't have like a mediocre QB. Because like, think about the Bills defense. We've shut out two teams in 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Shut them out. And people are still like, Josh Allen needs to be at Josh Allen level if they're going to get to the Super Bowl, blah, blah, blah. Like, you need your quarterback, your defense can be, people can be scoring 0 points a game against your defense, and you still need your quarterback to be like playing at some all-time level to like ensure that you're going to, you know, make it far.
Mm-hmm.
I'm psyched, though, dude. Fucking Bills, baby.
Go Bills.
Go Bills, baby.
Because the Birds ain't going to do it.
Nah, the Birds, they're done. Know, I fuck with Eagles fans. They remind me of Bills fans.
For sure.
I like Eagles fans, you know.
Trust the process.
They did
it for the Sixers. It worked after like 7 years. So we're going to trust the process starting now.
Trust the process, baby. Trust the process is podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe on whatever app you use to listen to podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever. If you haven't left a rating on Apple Podcasts, leave us a fucking 5-star rating with a nice little review. It helps, all right? Follow me on Instagram at Luke.Tuma for tour dates and watch our shows, excuse me what, on all platforms, left, right, center. Our new political show, you can watch it on Snapchat, made exclusively by myself and Chase Azarian. And follow me on Instagram, Luke.Tuma. Follow Chase at Chase Azarian on Instagram. Chilling with Chase on YouTube. We got a lot of shit going on these days. We got some serious projects these days.
And more to come.
More to come, baby. All right? We'll see you guys next week. Peace.
Peace.